It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan State football team got back on the winning track Saturday, beating Maryland 37-15. The win moves MSU's record to 8-2, 5-1 in Big Ten conference play. Next Saturday, the Spartans will play their final home game of the season, hosting Rutgers. And Current State welcomes back Joel Rexrow to the Detroit Free Press to talk about the win at Maryland and how the Big Ten race is shaping up down the stretch. JR, good morning.
How you doing, Mark?
Just fine, thank you. We got off to a slow start offensively, though. I was kind of concerned. I mean, we went up 9-0, but they were all on field goals. Should fans be concerned about this offense?
Well, that might be overstating a bit. I think it's already set the record, school record for scoring. It's still, let's just say, scoring 37 in the game. Of course, 30 of that would be attributed to the offense. The defense did have an interception for a touchdown. But that was the least productive offensive game for Michigan State since the Big Ten opener against Nebraska. Again, the standard has been set so high. I mean, this offense is really going to end up obliterating the yardage and scoring record for Michigan State. Connor Cook was not his best Saturday, though. He's and he, as he said after the game, the conditions weren't the problem. At times some good defense, but at times just some throws that he missed. And he also had a few drops on the other end of some of his throws. So it wasn't the sharpest night, but I would still say this team is very reliant on its offense, and it's a very good one.
Jeremy Langford rushed for 138 yards on 25 carries, another 100-yard-plus game. But it's hard to stand out on a weekend when Melvin Gordon of Wisconsin breaks the rushing record with 408 yards against Nebraska. Compare Langford for us to some of the other running backs in this conference.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, Melvin Gordon, well, I think we can safely say Melvin Gordon would top the list. I think that was true before the season, but now he may have a real shot here in this Heisman race, which has really not been claimed by anyone yet. I think Marcus Mariota from Oregon is probably still a leader. But as far as Langford, I think he's a very good back. He's been very good for Michigan State for the last 2 years. Probably not as talented as a Gordon or even an Amir Abdullah from Nebraska. After those two guys, I think he stacks up with anyone else in the league. And if the Big Ten may be down or maybe not as good as some other leagues, but I think in terms of running backs, it's right up there with any league.
Evaluate the defense for us, Joe. Was there real improvement after the big numbers put up by Ohio State the week before?
Yeah, I would say there was improvement. Of course, it's a totally different situation. And Maryland missing its best player, a receiver, Stephon Diggs, not nearly as potent an offense as Ohio State. But still, Michigan State allowing 6 yards rushing, that's, I think, impressive against anyone. And creating some turnovers, getting back to looking more like a Michigan State defense. I mean, the Ohio State game, Ohio State was absolutely incredible on that night. JT Barrett, the Ohio State quarterback, the Ohio State offensive line. And Michigan State was bad on that night. But that's more the aberration. And I think what you saw Saturday is more the norm for this defense. It's a solid, good defense. Not as good as last year's defense. Not maybe nationally elite, but still a very good one.
Joe Rexrow of Gannett Newspapers of Michigan join us here to talk about the Michigan State sports weekend. Ohio State beat Minnesota by a touchdown. What'd you make of that game?
Yeah, well, I think it probably should have been more than that. Ohio State made some mistakes. It continues to struggle with returning punts and not fumbling them. So Minnesota kind of got in there and had a chance to pull off a big upset. That was really Michigan State's only chance in the Big Ten East. Ohio State had to lose that game and then somehow lose at home to Michigan at the end. Now, all Ohio State has to do, of course, is beat Indiana at home Saturday to clinch the Big Ten East. And then on the West side, that was Minnesota's chance before to have a shot at the West, and now it looks like it's probably going to be Wisconsin against Ohio State in that Big Ten championship game.
On the national scene, a wild weekend. Number one, Mississippi State losing to Alabama, which is number five. Number three, Florida State barely beat Miami. Number six, Arizona State lost to Oregon State. And Auburn got hammered by Georgia. LSU was shut out by Arkansas. We see Florida State back on top of the newest AP poll. Talk about this wild weekend. What'd you make of all this?
Well, yeah, and I mean, Florida State, again, so many teams hoping to move up, and it was Michigan State before Michigan State lost Ohio State. Now it's Ohio State and others. You keep watching Florida State and thinking, well, they're just not that good. And here they are falling, you know, way behind an unranked team again. But somehow in that second half, Florida State manages to pull off the comeback. And so now you look at Florida State's schedule, and it's hard to imagine that team losing. And that, you know, Florida State's probably going to get in the playoff, even though you could argue that when you watch them, the so-called eyeball test, I could drop them in the, you know, below the top 15 in terms of what you see. But they're in there, and of course the SEC now, Alabama, I think, is definitely in charge to get a spot in the playoff. You know, but Ohio State still has a chance here. Arizona State's loss is a big one. And, you know, so if Arizona State can upset Oregon, or someone can upset Oregon, you know, the Pac-12 could be shut out of the playoff, and that could open the door for an Ohio State.
The MSU men's basketball team struggled in their season opening game at Navy on Friday night, winning by 5. We've got Duke Tuesday night. Let's jump ahead to Tuesday. Can Coach Tom Izzo's team win against Duke?
Oh, that is that's a chore, Mark. You know, it's hard to know what Duke is. It's so young, but Duke looked really good in two opening games against, you know, admittedly subpar competition. A bunch of really talented freshmen, including two players, Michigan State, Tom Izzo recruited diligently in big man Jahlil Okafor, point guard Tyus Jones. Justice Winslow is another very good freshman. So it's a young team, but a very talented team. Like you said, Michigan State struggled Friday. It's going to take certainly a much better effort than Friday, but beyond that, you know, it's going to take, I think, a huge shooting night for Michigan State, an off shooting night for Duke, and maybe some other factors to go their way. I mean, right now, especially with Alvin Ellis now hurt, Javon Best is hurt, two of Michigan State's key players, I just don't know if Michigan State has enough at this point for this game.
Well, we want to thank Joe Rexroad of Gannett Newspapers of Michigan, the Detroit Free Press, the Lansing State Journal, and others for joining us here today. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.